AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 812 of Ask Pat, and also welcome to March 1st. Can't believe it's already March of this year, which is awesome. But today we have a great question from Jeff. But before we get to Jeff's question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is Bamboo HR. It's a simple central system for keeping organized and detailed records for every employee that you have and automating countless tasks in HR. So this basically becomes your HR department. No more file cabinets, no more spreadsheets, no more messy whiteboards. Totally accessible through the cloud from any location at any time. So we have a limited time offer for you. Right now, you can try Bamboo HR free for 14 days. That's right. Kick the tires, take it for a spin, bamboohr.com. Click on the mic, enter my code PAT to get a free 14-day trial. Try it and you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. That's bamboohr.com. Enter my code PAT, P-A-T. All right, now here's today's question from Jeff.
Hi, Pat. Jeff Campbell here from newmiddleclassdad.com. And I hear a lot of talk on your podcasts about webinars and how they're great to do to build your business. And I've never done one, have no experience doing them other than listening to a few. And I was just curious if I should wait till I have a big audience on my list to start something like that, or if this is a way to grow that list. And I know it obviously could add since my blog is pretty new. So I wasn't sure if this is something I should wait and do maybe 6 months to a year from now. As always, I appreciate everything that you do and I look forward to your answer. Thank you.
Hey, Jeff, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. The answer to your questions are yes. You can grow your list with webinars, and you can also use webinars to sell to your existing lists, even people who are cold and brand new on your list as well. So yes, it can be used for both. If you're just starting out, however, it may be more wise if you wanted to. I mean, you could use it for many things. I know a lot of people who use webinars specifically to get in front of an interested audience. You know, you get people to register for a certain webinar related to a particular topic, and then you pitch them on something to see what the result is like, or you would at least even see if people are interested in registering for that webinar, which is sort of the first moment of iteration there, or the first iteration of validation there. So yeah, you can use it for many different tactics, but what I would recommend people do if they're just starting out and you don't have anything to sell, you don't necessarily know what you want to sell, you just know that there are certain topics that your audience might be interested in and you want to grow your list, well, use webinars to grow your list. What's really cool about that is you'd be able to provide these amazing experiences for your audience and a lot of value in a way that allows you to build a relationship with them in your own real voice, to answer questions even. It's a great first introduction to your brand and how you teach to people. And if you don't ask for anything in return, I mean, they're going to be jazzed. They're going to be so thankful and they're going to want to continue to open your emails. And of course, you have their email at that point already because they're registered for your webinar, which is great. So the other cool thing about doing it that way is if you, within each of those webinars, provide a small, quick win for people. You know, you provide a ton of value, you teach something, and then at the end of it, you offer some sort of action people can take that they would get a result from within 10, 15 minutes or a day. But if you could even get them a result while they're on the call with you, I mean, that's even better. So that's not always possible depending on what you're teaching and or the niche that you're in. But I've been on webinars before, co-hosted webinars where the other co-host gives everybody a certain task to do. And many people do that thing while on the webinar and they're just blown away and everybody else is blown away and inspired by it too. And again, all this while you're building your list and building your trust. It kind of serves a double duty there. So instead of just having people download something and then they're on your list and then you kind of have to work at building that relationship through the follow-up sequence and the autoresponder, you're literally building a relationship with them while they're listening to you live and potentially interacting with them too. In terms of how to set up a webinar, I mean, there's many different tools out there to help you do that. There are things like webinarninja.co. There's also GoToWebinar and other webinar services. You can even do it through Google Hangouts or what's now known as YouTube Live. So you could do it that way too. You can do something similar with Facebook Live, which is awesome, except you need to do something first to collect those email addresses up front. There's also other ways to broadcast and collect registrants up front using things like, I think it's crowdcast.com. But anyway, I would recommend checking out webinarninja.co. That's sort of my current choice for top webinar services that'll allow you to also grow your email list too. There's also a webinar I did way back in the day with Lewis Howes that's still very relevant, and that is episode 29 of the Smart Passive Income Podcast called How to Conduct and Master a Webinar with Lewis Howes. You can check that out at smartpassiveincome.com/session29. And again, that's How to Conduct and Master a Webinar with Lewis Howes from the School of Greatness. He is, you know, a premier webinar master, and he teaches you exactly on that episode how to do it. So that, again, that's episode 29 of the Smart Passive Income Podcast. So hopefully that helps. Jeff, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. And I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And we're still in launch week here for my course, Smart from Scratch. So for those of you who are literally starting from the beginning and want to make sure that the business idea that you have is the right one, or maybe you have 1,000 ideas in your head and you want to nail it down just to one that's going to work, head on over to smartfromscratch.com. You can sign up for the next sort of enrollment section or session, and the cart will be closed very soon. But you can check that out, smartfromscratch.com. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote, as always, to finish off the day by Harold Janine. And that is, I don't believe in just ordering people to do things. You have to sort of grab an oar and row with them. I fully agree with that. Lead by example, right? All right, guys. Cheers. Take care. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat.